This teleconference is in court number 19-00046, Pure Bearing Company et al. Versus the United States. The Honorable Jane Rastani presiding. Will the attorneys please state their names for the record, beginning with the plaintiff?
This is Lynn Fisher-Fox for Arnold & Porter.
This is Daniel Wilson for Arnold & Porter.
This is Leslie Bailey from Arnold & Porter.
This is Will Lamar Giva from Arnold & Porter.
And the government?
Yes, I wasn't sure if that was the end of the plaintiff's counsel. Apologies. This is Kelly Kristiniak on behalf of the United States, and also on the line is Nikki Calvin from the Department of Commerce.
Okay, thank you. All set, Judge.
Okay, just one second. I am trying to get some materials up. Let's see. Okay, I didn't understand your name, so I got my appearance sheet up. Okay, do I actually have Lynn Fox, Daniel Wilson, and Leslie Bailey for Arnold & Porter or somebody
yes.
else?
This is okay. Lynn Fisher-Fox for Arnold & Porter, yes, on behalf
okay.
of you.
And then for the government, I have Kelly Kristiniak and Nikki Kalbing. Is that true?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, good. I just didn't understand. All right. Okay. Somebody tell me what you folks have been doing and where we're going with this thing. You want to start with plaintiffs?
Yeah, this is Lynn Fisher-Fox, and I might just turn it over to DOJ counsel. For the record, we have been talking, and I think we've made good progress toward a settlement agreement, as you requested us to do.
All right. So where are we?
yes, Your Honor. This is Kelly Kristiniak. So we have agreement essentially in principle with Pure Bearing as to the structure of what a settlement agreement would look like. It's slightly complicated, obviously, because we're dealing with instructions of CBP. It's just not a straightforward just judgment fund payment. So I personally have I'm in the internal DOJ process. So there's unfortunately an approval process that's required for an internal memo, as I'm sure the court is aware. Obviously, the opinions of the line attorneys are taken quite seriously, but nothing is official until the person with settlement authority has actually signed off on the memo. So, again, agreement in principle with Pure Bearing on what it's going to look like, and I am currently working through my internal process.
Okay, so have you already written your settlement memorandum and sent it up to your boss?
I have, Your Honor, yes.
Okay, all right. That gives me some kind of confidence that something will happen. Too much time. Okay, so you've agreed, and this will get settled. And what do you think is a reasonable time that this will be finished, so you can report to me that it's finished, or else just the case will have something filed in it to make it indicate it's going away? I take it this is a case that's going to be settled without my having to do anything once you've made the settlement. I don't have to maintain any jurisdiction. Is that correct? I mean, it's the
yes,
government
Your Honor.
Paying. It's not like we have to keep somebody on the hook, right? So
Yes, Your Honor. I believe what we're working on right now would essentially be a stipulated judgment that we ask the court to enter with
okay.
stipulated language. But
okay.
obviously after that, yes, should there be another issue with the execution of that order, of course, I think that they would just have to come back to the court again, as we've done here. But the intention would be that there's a stipulated judgment and that the case is closed out.
Yeah. Okay. So this is one that will go away. Okay. So what's a reasonable time for you to come back to me on this? What have we got in place now? Have we got in place a stay order?
I'm not sure if there's a stay order, Your Honor. They've not continued liquidating the entries. There's obviously a question as to whether or not there were Not all the issues have been liquidated when the case was filed a year ago, but there's been no further liquidation. And so the instructions that we're working on are delineating between liquidated and non-liquidated entries, whether they need to be reliquidated or just liquidated for the first time at the lower rate.
Okay. So I shall ask my question again. What's a reasonable time for me to expect something to have happened in this case?
Yes, Your Honor. Obviously, things are a little unusual right now, and I don't have control over the people above me, unfortunately, their schedules. That said, in my experience, with where we are in the process, I am hopeful that we could be done within 45 days. I might propose 60 days to give the court an update just to give a little wiggle room again with just how unusual everything is right now. But I do think that that would be a reasonable time period to hopefully have something final for the court.
Let me, let's see. I just want to look at something here. Okay, I'm just looking here. All right, so what do I have before me right now from you? A request to file another status report or a request not to file any pleadings? Well, what have I got before me?
Yes, I believe that we filed an update last week asking for, as we have been, another 30 days to file a status report.
Okay, so we'll extend it for 60 days and hope in the meantime something will be filed and I won't have to talk to anybody again. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Mary Ann, you got that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's my assistant.
So we're gonna modify ECF number 41, Steve, for 60 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. Anybody else want to say anything else? All right. Good work. Thank you. I will sign off.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're sorry, your conference is ending now. Please hang up.